This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 95. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front.
What is the business? All my dance teachers out there, thank you so much for tuning into another podcast. This is a hip-hop resource dance podcast, and we talk about all things hip-hop that we can do in class. I try to share with you things that I see, things that I'm vibing with in the hip-hop dance world to all of my teachers out there. And hopefully, it's a good resource. I've been getting lots of good emails, and I thank you guys for that. Also, thank you for downloading the podcast. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. That's www.podomatic.com. You can also get it on my website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. You can go to the blog section, and you'll see it on there, as well as in the news journal spot. I put it on there as well, so you can check it out. And you go to iTunes or Stitcher and get an app on your phone. And every time I put a new podcast out, you can get the update on that joint. You'll be ready to go. And you can also get all of my music. Just type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler on iTunes, Apple Music, or Spotify. Or you can go to my CD Baby store and get all the songs out there that you can use for class. So definitely check those out. All right, so episode number 95. The title of this episode is called The Finesse Old School Breakdown. The Finesse Old School Breakdown. And so this podcast was inspired by Mr. Bruno Mars himself putting out a wonderful throwback hit. And shouts out to Bruno and Cardi B for doing throwback to In Living Color days. Actually shot the video on the set of Living Color, and that whole time period, that was that, like, them type of moves is what I started out with. I actually started out popping and waving, but then during that period when those dances came out, that was like that was all me. That was actually the first little transition where I had to go from just learning how to pop, wave, and glide, and lock, tut, and stuff like that, to just a whole new movement of dancing that, you know, it came out at the time. And man, the dancers used to be hype. We used to be a hype dinner mug. I mean, I'm talking about, you put a song on and we'll go through these series of dances all night long. That's actually too where, like, I started off doing choreography, popping and waving, but then in big group settings, like, we had a big old group that we used to get together and we'd do, like, some of these dances. So what I'm gonna do is share with you today. I got 4 old school dances that, for my dance teachers out there, you got to bring them back in your class this week. You got to bring them back. You can do it to the song, but you don't even have to. It's so many songs. You know what I mean? You could throw on some Chubb Rock, Treat 'Em Right, some booms, boom, doom, 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 right? But I'm gonna give you 4. And the reason I'm gonna give you 4 is because as dance teachers, that's how we think. You do 4 counts of 8. You put these moves in there, you got you a mini combo, not a long one. Normally when you go 6 counts of 8 or 8 counts of 8, you in the long one. But a nice, quick, you know what I mean, especially if you spend time teaching the technique of these dances in class, and then you get the combo and you just have fun and just go bananas with this. So 4 dances that, actually, I looked at, you know, because whenever you have like a song like this that goes viral, then you'll get lots of choreographers that will put their work out there and, you know, get millions of hits off of their video. So while I watch the, like, each video that I would watch, I just get hype. But the thing that stood out to me is when I would recognize, like, a throwback dance, I'd be like, oh, there it is right there, and start doing it with them, right? So that's what we're going to do in this podcast. I'm going to give you four dances. I'm going to give you the timestamps of the video so you can go check it out. You can also, if you don't know it, you can learn it real quick. I have one tutorial in here. The other ones you can just pretty much kind of watch what they're doing. Because back then, the dances, it was just real big, real fun. You look at the feet, see what they're doing, look at the hands, and you can catch on pretty quick. So learn these four dances, teach these four dances in class, and have a blast with your students. All right, so here it is. Number one. So four different choreographers, their take on this. The first one is Mr. Wildebeest in the building. So Wildebeest and his fiance, Janelle, shouts out to them. Wedding coming up soon. Matter of fact, I have a podcast kind of in my notes that just kind of dedication to them and their positive role modelness and them being married and being a great example for the youth of today. I'm going to do like my top five Wildebeest Janelle choreo combos and the technique moves that we can find in that. But not today. Today we're doing the fit finesse old school breakdown. I was about to say fitness because it is. It's like a workout when you do these joints back to back. All right. So number one, Wildebeest. If you go to the 24-second mark of the video that I put up, he does what I like to call the dust your shoulder James Brown slide right off the bat. So as soon as he hits, like there's some hits in here, be like tap, ta-da, tap. Like he does some footwork in there, he got some, you know, some sharp moves. Then it just opens up real big with the dust your shoulder James Brown slide. Now the reason I call it that might not be, you know, like back when these dances were made, you didn't have like YouTube and Instagram, and so you didn't get to see like everybody's like different take on it, the different regions, like how they did it in Detroit and Atlanta and California and New York. Now me being from Cincinnati, we normally like we got it, like somebody would see it. Their cousin might be in town from a certain area where they did this certain dance, and they were like, well, show me how to do it. And you start doing the dance. So, but we used to call this one without the dust the shoulders, we used to do this and we used to call it the James Brown slide, because after you lift, it's like, and you'll see Wildebeest do it. After you lift your leg, you like lift, lift. And then you take off sliding to the side. James Brown used to do this move where he would literally slide across the stage on one foot. He would just lift up one foot. He'd be singing. He would let out a loud yell. And that beat would drop. And James would just take off. And his foot would just be like moving back and forth so quick, but he would, it's just like he was floating across the stage. And so for us, we would do it, we'd be like lift, lift, and James Brown slide, and lift, lift, and da 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 da, and lift. So you like lift your foot up, right? And you're kind of contracting, you know, like rocking your shoulders a little bit, contracting in the midsection. And lift the leg up, and then the right leg, lift the left leg up, and then when you're moving to your left, you're gonna lift your right leg up, and you're gonna move that left foot. And you're gonna go doom doom doom. Like you're gonna move toe, heel, toe. If you really wanna get fancy, you can go da 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 da, move it faster. But just to keep it simple, even for our minis, for our juniors in there, just have them, you know, and even practice that, the movement first, of just have them lift up one foot and then move to the side, toe, heel, toe. Put it down, lift up the left foot. Now you're just on your right foot. Move your toe to the outside, your heel, and your toe. So that's going to be the movement. So you're going to rock out. You're going to groove out the lift. So it's like lift your right leg, left leg, toe, heel, toe. And left leg, right leg, toe, heel, toe. Kind of like that. Now, Wildebeest did it where he was brushing the shoulders at the same time. So when the leg lift, he brushed the shoulder. So if I'm going to lift my right leg first, I'm going to take my left hand, dust my right shoulder. So I'm like dust, lift, da-da-da-da-da. And you move across the floor. So that's a fun one. So you can hit that because this beat be like da-da-da-da-da-da-doom, lift, lift, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-doom, da-da-da-da. That's a great one. And you're going to see, like, when you look at the video links on here, you're going to see, like, so much more. And then for some of my teachers out there, if you are old school, Shouts out to the old school. You are old school like I am. You might remember even more dances that you just want to keep adding. Because once you get started, you cannot stop. Right? So that's number one. Number two, brought to you by choreographer. His name is Brian Esperson. I think that's how you say it. E-S-P-E-R-S-O-N. But his joint, this one is at the 41-second mark. He hit the famous, I mean, I need a drum roll for this. Drum roll, please. He hit them fools with the Roger Rabbit. Now, if you don't know what the Roger Rabbit is, I'm gonna put a tutorial link at the bottom where it's how to do the Roger Rabbit. So you can follow that if you wanna, cause it's funny. I actually tried to teach this to my kids before and, they had a hard time with it. It was like, wait, what? Wait, I'm like, yeah, y'all do all of this intricate choreography, all of these moves, and then, you know, you do something like this, like it was an old school throwback move, and it was like, wait, I don't understand. Hold on, wait, hold on, hold the line, right? So, Roger Rabbit, how to do it, tutorials in there, but basically your hands are moving, you know, like up, down, and you take your foot, put the right foot behind the left. Right when you do that, you gotta lift the left foot. It's like a skip forward, and the right one skips forward. Then you replace it, left foot behind the right, skip forward and lift, right foot behind the left, skip forward and lift, left foot behind the right, skip, right, and it's like, teke-tum, teke-tum, teke-tum. Now, most of these dances, there's a double on there. So you do a single, then a double. So the same thing with James Brown slide, dust your shoulder. The two dusts, one, two, then the double is da-da-da-da-da, and single. Single, double, da-da-da-da-da, right? Roger Rabbit, you go right foot, left foot, double on the right, then left foot, right foot, double on the left. So the Roger Rabbit, that is number two on there. Number three is brought to you by my man Twitch, the boss in the building. And he gave an awesome speech at the beginning of class where he was talking about basically how hip hop had, you know, gotten us to where we are now. Like where it was then at the time where this style of dance was out and where it is now. And he was saying the main thing is it wasn't based on being stressed out in class because of moves and choreography. It was based on fun. And he's absolutely right. Like that, when I learned all these dances, actually when I learned how to dance, I didn't have stress learning the dances. The only time I stressed is when I had to, and I shared this with y'all on many of the podcasts before, especially the MIE podcast. Make sure you check that out. Check out my MIE podcast. But my stress came when I had to freestyle and I had to actually just put myself out there. But I didn't have stress in doing and learning the dance because it was fun, right? Especially when it was a group of us and we're all doing it. It was fun. It was great energy. So great speech. Check out the whole video, but definitely at the beginning of Twitch's video, he starts going into that. And at the 53-second mark, I'm going to call this the, because it's a combination of moves. He does the TLC move, which is, you know, like you slide to the right side, but your arms trail behind you. And then they come back to in front of you. So it'd be like, you know, it's like the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. The Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Yeah, you know, it's like a slide move. But he does the TLC move where the arms trail behind. And then he takes him, puts his arms up, pulls them back, and pushes it forward. So now it becomes a slide over, pull, push, slide over, pull, pop, da da dun, da da. You'll see what I'm saying. Go to the 53-second mark. So combination of the TLC, pull back, throw move. And that's by my man Twitch. All right, number four. The last one. Brought to you by the master himself, Mr. Bruno Mars. Man, that dude can dance. That I love to, and shouts out to, he got my man from the Jabberwockies in there. Love it, right? But I love like how even before we get to this dance that I'm gonna do, because they finally did kick in the old school dance. But his whole vibe is he's like barely moving, but he just looks so cool with it. So you'd be like, oh, look at, hey, da 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 da, da, right? So you don't even get into the old school dance to like the 1 minute 18 mark, the 118 mark. And he broke out with the the kick outs arm swing down, right? So your arms are swinging down, like your elbows are kind of coming towards your body, and you'll see what I'm saying on, because they do it like two or three times in there. But he does kick outs. Now, this is a different footwork than SpongeBob. SpongeBob, you do kickouts. Like, you put the foot behind each other, you cross it, you throw it out, you throw it out, you throw it out. But this one, you just, like, say, if you want to kick your right foot out, your weight's going to go on your left foot, and you're actually going to move to the left. So as you move to the left, and you swing your arms, your elbows coming towards your body, which means your hands are, like, over to the right, your elbows coming down into your body, and then you kick the right foot out, so you favor the right foot. And then when you switch it, you bring it over, you favor the left foot. You see what I'm saying? Go to the 118 mark. I would start this off when I'm teaching, like, even when you learn it, just put your hands on your hips and just do the kickouts part. So you, like, lean to the left, put your weight on the left foot, kick the right foot out, and then you go single, single, double, and single, single, double. Add the arms, boom, elbows, and they swinging down. And it's almost like when your elbows are swinging down, if you can imagine just having, like, one elbow, and you're like, choo, choo, kind of like that. And you, like I said, look at the video, and you'll see it. Like, your elbow, but it's both elbows coming into the body in a sway type of motion, but your legs are doing kickouts. I do not know the name of the dance. If you know the name of that dance, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, because you might, even like with the James Brown slide, you might be like, but that's called the whoopity whoops. And I'd be like, yo, I ain't even know that, right? Because a lot of these, there's so many dances that I did growing up. Like, there's a dance that we learned in Dayton, Ohio. Don't even know the name of it. But we did it. I learned it to Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. So it's like this like body rock dance. We like, and you slide across the floor doing it. But, you know, I don't know the name of it. But we used to kill that butt, right? So old school finesse, old school throwback. And I'm thinking about, I don't know. I mean, this has been in my head. I need to do it. Think about doing a catfish dance. So you know my song, give me that catfish, knock on the door. Because I was singing this all of a sudden when that beat was on. I might do a remix and give it to all my listeners out there checking out the podcast. You just do it in class. I'll put these four dances in there. Right, so you hear me explain it. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and do that. Let's just go ahead and declare that right now, that's the business. I'm doing the finesse old school breakdown, Mr. Chris hip hop catfish dance remix. And I'm just going to give it away because it ain't my beat, so I can't sell it, but I'm going to give it away. I'll put it on my website so you can download it. So there it is. So shoot me a message. Remind me to be like, Chris, you had said on the podcast. You don't do that because just in case I forget. I don't want to forget. All right, so there it is. That's your finesse old school breakdown right there. Let's go recap really quick. Number one. Wildebeest hit you with the Dusty Shoulder James Brown slide. Number two, Brian Esperson did, and if I'm saying his name, if I'm jacking his name up, let me know. But I do, it's not that. But he did 41 second mark. He hit you with the Roger Rabbit. And there's a tutorial how to do the Roger Rabbit. Number three, Twitch the Boss hit you with the TLC pull back throw move, right? Pull your arms back, throw it forward with the TLC slide. And number four, by Bruno Mars in the music video with the throwback to In Living Color, he does the kickouts with the arm swings going down. There it is. It is your boy, Mr. Chris in the building. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast, episode number 95 in the books. Thank you so much for listening. That's all I got for you. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do it real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Now jump. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do it real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.